blinded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of February, and all of you are not going to be pleased with the content of what we're going to pray. In this concert of prayer, we're going to pray the church. How long have I been telling you that from everything I can discern and see, the greatest problem in this nation is the church? The failure of the church in her prayerlessness, the church in her spiritual lethargy, as I've told you so often, the church in her spiritual apathy. You know, the Word of God tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Unfortunately, we have not done that. And, you know, we quote that verse so often, but we fail to notice something in that verse. Let me read it to you again. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, humble and pray, and seek my face, other words, seek my presence, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. You do not go into the presence of God with just so much unconfessed sin in the life and expect to be heard. You don't do that. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I know that I have known ongoing sin in my life, I am compromising my prayer life. I am negating my prayer life. As we come through this concert of prayer, we're going to be asking God to do what only God can do. We're going to be asking God to purge, to purify, and refine the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ, the church, is the bride of Christ on earth today. The church is the body of Christ on earth today. We are his bride, we're his body. He loves his bride, and he works through his body. And the church is the bride of Christ on earth today. The church is the body of Christ on earth today. So, we're going to ask God to do what only he can do in his own way. We won't tell him how to do it. We just simply present our petitions, asking him to consider what we're asking him to do. Because when we ask God to purge and purify and refine the bride of Christ, the church, when we ask him to purge, purify, and refine, those of us who represent the kingdom of God on earth today, we're asking him in his wisdom, his knowledge, his omniscience, his sovereignty, to do what only he can do in the way that it needs to be done. That is why we will not suggest any way to him that he might want to do this, because we would probably get in the flesh and we would probably speak like the sons of thunder, James and John, when they were to call down fire. But no, we will go before the throne as the people of God, and we will simply acknowledge to him that we realize that the church needs this. We are the bride of Christ. The church needs to be purged, refined, and purified. Christ is not coming back for a bride that is in bed with the world. Trust me. Christ is not coming back for a bride that is in bed with the world, and what he's going to have to do to purge, purify, and refine the bride of Christ, we have no idea. But we know this. We know that whatever he has to do, he will do it in the means and the method and the measure to which it should be done. And then when it is done, we'll give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. So that is our first item of prayer. We're going to pray, asking God to purge, purify, and refine the bride of Christ, the church. Let's pray it right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne on behalf of the church, the bride of Christ. And Father, we see a move of pandering in the church today, just as we see in corporate America. We see the church, not all the church, but some of the church, too much of the church, pandering to those sinful lifestyles, practices, that we see corporate America pandering to as well. And Father, there should be a distinction between the church and corporate America. So Father God, we're asking you. We're not going to ask you or to try to tell you how to do it or what to do. We're just asking you, Father, to purify, purge, and refine the bride of Christ. Father, no really truly moral man would want to marry a woman much like what the bride of Christ is today. And Father, from everything I can see in your word, your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not going to be marrying a bride who is a prostitute, but rather you are going to cleanse the bride before the wedding celebration. So we're asking you in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation, in the life of the church, we're asking you, Father God, to purge, to purify, and refine the body of Christ. We're asking you, Father God, to negate every satanic move being made in the church. And we're asking you to move in the church in such a way there will be no conformity, no compromise, no pandering, no compromise with the satanic agenda operative in the world today. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Our second item. This sounds ugly. I know it sounds ugly. It is ugly. But we're going to pray now, asking God to deliver us from hirelings in the pulpit. It's that simple. We're going to ask God to deliver us from hirelings in the pulpit. You say, well, Bob, what is a hireling? These are men who are not called of God to the ministry. They chose the ministry as a means of making a living, as a means of gaining recognition, and sometimes gaining respect. And they are not representatives of God, the Word of God, and the Kingdom of God. And they are, in fact, many times agents of Satan. So we're going to pray now, asking God to deliver us from hirelings in the pulpit. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne continuing as we pray for the church, the bride of Christ on earth today, the body of Christ on earth today. And Father, we don't want to be judgmental, critical, nor accusatory, but Father, how can the church embrace what it has embraced if the leadership in the church are separated unto you? If they're holy, godly, God-called men of God, if they embrace holiness, abstain from all unrighteousness, how can we be where we are today unless, Heavenly Father, there are hirelings in the pulpits? Unless there are hirelings that are more concerned about financial stability, accolades of men, the acclaim of men, recognition, and some of the perks that can go with ministry. So, Father, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to deliver us from hirelings in the pulpit. We're asking you to purge, purify, and refine the bride of Christ. And, Father, that speaks to the leadership within the church as well, starting with me. I want to be clean. I want the dross burned out of me. I want to be purged and purified and refined. And, Father, I never want to qualify as a hireling. And I pray, Father, that, Father, you have thousands of men who would just detest, they would simply detest ever being referred to as a hireling. But then, Father, you have those in the pulpits who are hirelings. You know who they are. You know who you called and who you did not call. You know who you chose and who you did not choose. You know who you anointed and who you did not anoint. So we're just asking you, Father God, in your own loving, powerful, sovereign way, deliver us from hirelings in the pulpit, we ask in Christ Jesus' name. All right, our third item. We're going to go beyond the pastors. We're going to go beyond the men in the pulpit. We're going to pray and ask God to purge and purify the leadership in the church. Folks, that embraces deacons. That embraces elders. That embraces Sunday school teachers. That embraces worship leaders, praise leaders. That embraces anybody and everybody who holds a position of visible leadership in the church. We're going to pray right now, asking God to purge and purify the leadership in the church at every level. As he is delivering us from the hirelings, as he is purging, purifying, and refining the bride of Christ, we're going to ask him also to purge and purify the leadership in the church at every level. Let's pray that right now. Lord Jesus Christ, you must be grieved. You must be grieved over what you see occurring in the church today. And Father, we have to consider the fact that failure begins with the leadership. That failure begins with the leadership. And so we understand, Heavenly Father, you're coming back for a pure bride. You're not coming back for a bride that's in bed with the world. And so we're asking you to do what only you can do, the way you can do it, and that is to purge and purify the leadership in the church, because, Father, failure in the church has to begin with the leadership. So we're asking you to do what only you can do, the way you can do it, and that is to purge and purify the leadership at every level of the church in the nations of the world. Father, we need a purging, a refining, a purifying, a revelation knowledge, an illumination of those who are in positions of leadership that were never chosen or called by you to be in positions of leadership. So, we're asking you to purge, purify, refine the leadership in the church as you are doing that to the church. Father, we've prayed the hirelings. We've prayed the body of Christ. And now we're praying the rest of the leadership in the body of Christ. And we're asking you to bring that correction through purging it, purifying it. Every aspect, every level of the leadership in the church, we're asking you to do what only you can do as you best know how to do it, and that is to bring remedy by purifying, purging, and refining the leadership, those in position of leadership in the church today. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, I'm convinced that many have faltered and failed in their walk with the Lord, primarily because of the pandering, the compromise, and the leadership in the church. So we're going to pray for those who have faltered, who have failed in their walk with the Lord, and we're going to pray asking God to restore those. We want to see them restored. We want to see them back in the fellowship. We want to see them in intimacy with the Lord, growing in the Lord, becoming discipled in the Lord. So we're going to pray now, asking God to restore those who have faltered, those who have failed in their walk with the Lord. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Father God, Heavenly Father, we realize that the battlefield of life is littered with some wounded soldiers of the cross. Father, we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you to heal the wounds and the bruises. We're asking you, Father God, to restore those who have failed, who have faltered in their walk with you. And we understand that not all who have failed and faltered were ever really in the body of Christ. But Father, we also understand that many were wounded by the leadership itself. Some were wounded by the pandering and the compromise within the church. Some were wounded by the failure of the leadership in the church. But Father, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to restore those who have faltered, who have failed in their walk with you. We're asking you, Father God, to send them to a fellowship where they can be loved, they can be received in spite of their failure, they can be loved, and they can be restored. So we're asking you to do that in the name of Christ Jesus. We're asking you to restore those who have faltered, failed in their walk with you, Lord. They need to be recovered. They need to be restored. And we're asking you to do that, to stir their hearts with a desire to come home like the prodigal. Stir their hearts with a desire to be loved, to be received in the fellowship of your choice. But we're asking you in the name of Jesus to restore those who have faltered and failed in their walk with the Lord. This we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and thank you for the privilege of doing so. All right. Our next item. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception in every religious organization that is misrepresenting the gospel, regardless of who it is, regardless of what it is. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and the deception in every religious organization. Notice I didn't say church. I said religious organization that is misrepresenting the gospel. So many are walking in darkness, are walking in deception, thinking that because of some practice within that religious organization, they've been made right with God and do not understand that they must be born again. So we're going to pray that right now, asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception in every religious organization that is misrepresenting the gospel. Let's pray that right now. Father God, as we come before your throne, in this segment of our consular prayer, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and deception in every religious organization that is misrepresenting the gospel, Father. This was a problem in the early church. It's a problem in the church of today. So we're just simply asking you, Father God, to penetrate the darkness and the deception of those religious organizations that are masquerading as church. And we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate the darkness, penetrate the deception in every religious organization that is misrepresenting the church. Father, the early church was warned by Paul, by Peter, by you speaking through them concerning false teachers, concerning false doctrine. And Father, we have so much of that today. And how many millions have been deceived? And how many millions are at risk because they have been deceived by the deception and the darkness in religious organizations masquerading as part of the church? This can only be done, Heavenly Father. Light can only be brought, truth can only be brought forth by your Holy Spirit as you move in each and every religious organization that is masquerading as a church, and you penetrate the darkness and the deception in every religious organization that is misrepresenting the church, and bring light and life to those who have been deceived. Father God, we're simply asking you to do what only you can do. It will take a move of your Holy Spirit, a powerful move of your Holy Spirit to penetrate that darkness and that deception, because some have been raised in that darkness and deception since birth. Oh, Father God, do what we're asking, we pray in this consular prayer. Do what we're asking. We ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. All right, folks, our last item, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for your concerns, your physical problems, your domestic problems, your financial problems, whatever they may be. So what I want you to do for the next few moments is I want you to go before the throne of God with your concerns. Who is it in your family you're concerned about? What is it about your family you're concerned about? It could be the nation, it could be your family, it could be whatever it may be, your physical health, whatever it may be. Go before the throne of God right now. Lay it before him. Tell him what it is. Make that prayer plea right now. They will come along in a few moments, and we'll all join together in praying for you in your prayer request. Do it right now. Go ahead. Okay, you've been laying your prayer request before the Lord. We're going to join you in a moment, and we're going to pray that prayer request with you. We're going to pray for each other. Burdens are lifted at Calvary because of what Christ did. There's not a thing in your life He can't conquer. There's not a need in your life He can't meet. Trust. Believe. Request. Receive. Continue doing that for a moment. Then I'm going to be back in a moment and pray for you, along with everyone else involved in this contrite prayer. So make your request known to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, there is a host of concerns among these prayer warriors. There's a host of cares. And Father, You know what every concern is. You know the care in every heart. Father, You know that physiological problem that they're dealing with. You know the economic problem they're facing. You know the domestic problems they're facing. The relational problems they're facing. So, Father, we the people of God come together now before Your throne on behalf of these who are involved in this concert of prayer, these who have laid their prayer concerns before You. And we come before Your throne jointly, corporately, across racial lines, across denominational lines, across political lines, asking You to honor that prayer request. We're asking You to honor the concerns and the cares that have been expressed to You. And Father God, we're asking You to do it in such a way that when it is done, they will know that You did it. And they will know that You did it in response to a prayer request. So Father, we lift them all up to You. Each and every prayer request that has been sent forth from this group of prayer warriors at this time, we simply ask You to smile on it. Show favor on it, honor it, and answer it in Your way, in Your timing, in such a way that they will lift their hands and give You glory. And now, Father, I bless each and every individual in this concert of prayer, spiritually, emotionally, physically. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and health and wholeness and healing. In the name of Jesus, we speak comfort, peace, relief. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every work of Satan that's coming against these precious people of God, and we bless You and praise You and thank You for the privilege of doing so in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this contrite prayer. Do we have a chance to do this again? Be blessed.